Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Boeing's board will soon call for structural changes to the company, perhaps as early as this week, in the wake of fatal crashes of two 737 MAX jets last October and then months later in March. NPR's Chris Arnold reports that in an internal report, the board outlines one goal is to overhaul the entire process for engineers to flag concerns about potential safety problems.
A source familiar with the report says that one big change would be the way that potential safety problems are reported. Currently, many Boeing engineers report to the business leader for the airplane model they happen to work on. The board is likely to recommend that instead the engineers report to the company's chief engineer, so if they spot a problem, they can more easily send up a flare that's seen by top officials at the company. There will also be other changes to put a greater focus on safety, as well as a recommendation to review the design of cockpits. The moves would be the most significant effort to date to reshape the company's procedures since the crashes of the two 737 MAX jets, which killed 346 people. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
A spike in tensions between the United States and Iran is sending oil prices surging after an attack on key Saudi oil facilities. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports Iran is denying accusations by the White House that Tehran was behind that attack and is ruling out a meeting between the two countries' presidents.
A spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry says there is no chance President Hassan Rouhani will meet with President Trump at this month's UN General Assembly gathering in New York. Iran also rejects as baseless Washington's claim that Iran launched an attack on Saudi oil facilities at Abqaiq. Experts say the attack disrupted well over half the Saudi daily supply of oil, and it will take weeks to repair the damage. Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Trump administration says it has evidence Iran was behind the strike. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris is calling for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's impeachment. Harris says she was motivated by a new sexual misconduct allegation against Kavanaugh dating back to college. Speaking to NPR, Senator Harris accuses the GOP-led Senate of letting alleged offenders off the hook too easily.
If you gauge what the United States Senate has done under the current leadership, it has been coddling and, frankly, you know, not holding into account this administration on a number of levels. But it doesn't mean that those of us who have a responsibility to act shouldn't act.
The New York Times reports the FBI did not investigate an allegation from his time at Yale University, where a former classmate claims an intoxicated Kavanaugh exposed himself to her at a party, a claim similar to those leveled by Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, who testified before Congress that she was violated during a high school party. You're listening to NPR News. The Associated Press is reporting that minority Venezuelan opposition parties are entering into negotiations with embattled President Nicolas Maduro without the support of Maduro's main rival, Juan Guaido. The U.S. and most of Latin America recognize Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate leader and want Maduro out. Meanwhile, Guaido is said to be considering attending the U.N.'s General Assembly in New York this month. Maduro had said that he would not travel to the U.S. for the annual gathering, but two envoys are expected to attend to publicly oppose sanctions on Venezuela. U.N. investigators warn the failure of South Sudan's warring parties to implement the peace agreement they signed more than a year ago risks plunging the country back into full-scale war. In Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports the Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan has presented its latest report to the U.N. Human Rights Council.
The investigators report more than 6 million people are going hungry and 1.3 million children are acutely malnourished. Investigator Yasmin Suka says government and opposition forces are preventing aid from reaching them.
The starvation in South Sudan is neither random nor accidental. It has been part of a deliberate strategy on the part of the warring parties to target civilians in acts that may amount to war crimes.
Suka blames the warring politicians for the enduring humanitarian catastrophe in South Sudan. She says human rights violations, including disappearances and sexual violence, are rampant and widespread. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.